You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Consistently increasing house prices around the world are causing the Bank of Mum and Dad to front the money for property purchases. Parents have paid over 22 billion New Zealand dollars for their children, according to Consumer New Zealand. I spoke with Gemma Rasmussen, Head of Communications and Campaigns at Consumer NZ, about the concept and began by asking her to explain what the Bank of Mum and Dad is.
So the Bank of Mum and Dad isn't an official bank. It doesn't have tellers or a physical presence. Really what it is looking at how parents are lending money to their children. Often you might hear about someone who's received money or a parent that's lent. And the reason that we undertook this research is that we were really trying to get an understanding of what the scale of the Bank of Mum and Dad is in New Zealand, because that certainly has an impact on lending, and it definitely has an impact on the price of houses. When people are getting assistance, that means they might have more money, which can drive prices up. And it also speaks to a greater social divide in New Zealand. There are a group of people who are getting assistance from their families and a group of people who are not.
Are there any prevalent statistics within this bank concept?
So in terms of all of New Zealand, all households, about 14% of people are getting providing Bank of Mum and Dad assistance. So when you look at people over the age of 18, it's about 30%. So it's quite a high figure. It really shows the prevalence. To flip it another way, for every person who has bought a home, roughly 50% have received assistance, have been on the receiving end. So it really shows that a lot of people have been getting help from the Bank of Mum and Dad.
It was looking at it within New Zealand. Has this concept come from another country?
Yeah, so the Bank of Mum and Dad as a term is something that has been recognised internationally. It's been in reports in the United Kingdom. Australia has conducted similar research, so the concept of that family help and the Bank of Mum and Dad, that's certainly something that is present in other countries.
And this data relates mostly to property lending. Could this concept move into all sorts of financial support?
So we look specifically at property lending with the Bank of Mum and Dad, but I think it would be fair to say that, parental assistance extends to all types of, areas. For example, with student loans, there are parents that are assisting their children in other ways, so we haven't really covered that. We thought that starting with home ownership is a good way to highlight that assistance, but we're absolutely certain that parents are helping in multiple ways.
If parents are sort of helping pay out for children's homes and other things, could this mean that they would have a lower standard of living themselves because they have less of their income?
So the majority of parents said that they were really happy to help out their children, and 3 out of 5 didn't expect their contribution to be paid back. However, about 1 in 10 said that it was a real financial strain for them to lend out that money. Even for parents who said that it wasn't strain, the cost of living is becoming a lot harder in New Zealand, and there's interest rates going up and inflation and whatnot, so there could be some parents who are feeling the pinch. About 62% of parents who provided assistance actually used their savings, but about 1 in 5 were cutting back on expenses, which indicates that they were sort of scaling back their lifestyle in order to help their children.
Do you know if it was more the parents offering to help assist the children or the children asking the parents?
We don't actually know whether the children were asking, but from our research, we got an understanding that the general sentiment from parents was that they were very happy to help, and that they were offering up. So we would think that probably most parents were front-footing, or if they were asked, that they were happy to provide that assistance.
So how can the need for support from parents be lowered in New Zealand?
I mean, this is a really tricky one. It's when you're looking at the housing market, about 50% of people who don't own property say that they feel locked out, and that really highlights the pivotal role that the Bank of Mum and Dad plays, because if you're a person just earning an average income, trying to buy an average house that's, you know, about 15 times your income to purchase that house compared to, say, 20 years ago when it was about 6 times your income. So it's, people are really up against it when it comes to trying to buy that home. As long as that's the case, the Bank of Mum and Dad is going to be playing a pivotal role. So we would need either a significant drop in house prices or that coupled with a healthier stock level so that it was more choice in terms of the type of housing that you could buy in New Zealand.
So do you think as the Bank of Mum and Dad becomes more common, it will be harder for children from lower income families to afford living when they're older?
Yeah, so for children of lower income families, the way that we see things going, it's looking like it will become harder. I mean, when we look at 20 years ago, it was a lot easier to buy a house. It was within the realm of possibility. Now we're sort of reaching the point where it is getting really hard. And the feedback that we've had from people is that they're saving for a house, but then the goalpost keeps shifting. The house price keeps going up, therefore the deposit that's required is bigger. So if things continue in this way, I think we're going to see people who are coming from lower income households when they're growing up and trying to buy that house, it's probably not going to be possible for them. We're going to need to see some quite dramatic societal change for that to become possible for them.
That was Gemma Rasmussen, Head of Communications and Campaigns at Consumer NZ, speaking about how the Bank of Mum and Dad works in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.